Hey all, Cam and Ninja here. One of the things I want to do is start pushing the Anchor account so I can get people to follow it to see if it's something that's worth doing. So one of the things I want to start is asking questions about Airsoft, and then posting it on the Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, so then people can call in on the Anchor app or leave a comment or whatever. Then the next day, I'll read through the answers and give my opinion as well. Hopefully, you can get kind of a conversation starting about specific topics. So, if you're listening on Anchor, the next clip will be the actual question. Right, so first question. I haven't seen a lot of people talking about dead wags lately on Facebook. I don't know why, if it's just coming up or there's some, kind of movement on it. But question is, should we have dead wags? Are they useful? Do they do anything? Should they be mandated for every Airsoft game or just big events? What color should they be? Are they even worth getting? So yeah, let me know your opinion on dead wags. Let me know if it's something you think is a great thing to have, it's a wonderful tool, or if it's not really doing much, I could just put my hand in the air or whatever and that would still be fine. So yeah, give me a call in on the Anchor app. Or just leave a comment on the Facebook post or Twitter. Might be on Instagram if I can get it to upload. So yeah. Right, and welcome to the Camera Ninja. We're back and talking about the question I posted yesterday. Dead wags. Do we need them? Are they useful? Are they useless? What color? I'm gonna start with, the answers I got from online. Didn't get any call-ins, but I wasn't really expecting any. This was the first time doing it, so it's gonna take a bit for that. Did get some comments on Facebook, so we can go through those real quick. From the group WNY Airsofters, I've got Tracy Bloom. He says, I've always have a dead wag, but I also have the red light on top of my helmet. Yeah, I'll have something to let them know you're out. Dead on in the moment of the game, the hand in the air works, but he's noticed that you still get shot at when your hand is up. The red usually helps know to not fire in your direction, at least. He also says the color's not that big of a deal as long as it's visible. With night games, you've got the red light, or at least you should, and it sucks you get shot walking back to spawn, but it's airsoft. In the same comment thread, Justin Lyman, whichever, let me know. Says yes, dead wags and red lights should be used for obvious reasons. Red is just fine, in my opinion. And I got only two more, but it was nice because I did get some of the other side from the Airsoft Hangout page group. A dead wag can be useful. Oh, this is Nicholas Smotrilla. A dead wag can be useful in a game where the player stays in the field if hit, like buddy medic system, or even in bigger Milsim games where there's dedicated medics. Like that, I think that in other cases, most fields have a dead player channels. These are paths that dead players take to get back to spawn, and most players know about them. So dead players are easily spotted and out of the way. And in CQB, dead wags are even less needed because you would pull it out for less than 30 seconds before respawning. And then finally, Billy Pittman says he remembers playing backyard airsoft and getting hit, so he'd put up his hand, but he'd still get hit three or four more times. And he says maybe dead wag would have helped. So it depends on what type of game you're playing. So this was cool. I had a couple of people who complained. Well, they didn't complain, but they were asking, why is anyone even asking this question? And this was kind of why. One, because it's easy. It's the first time I'm doing this. I want to kind of, start with a sort of softball kind of idea. But also because there was some discussion, there's people have different ideas about it, so it's neat having this debate on it. Personally, I'm always for anything that helps people not get overshot, because in the general play of game, the more times somebody gets overshot, the more likely they are to freak out and yell, and then the more likely there's a fight or something, and the less chance of that happening, the better. Plus, it's great for other players, actually still in the game, because now they don't have to worry about you personally in terms of the strategy or the tactics. If there's a person to the left and they get them and they're out, they know they can move left. If the person just puts his hand up, the person's not sure, And it's kind of messing up everyone else's plan on the field. Even if you have, even in CQB, if you've only got 30 seconds or so before you spawn, it's still going to help people. And again, for those 30 seconds, you won't get lit up, ideally. So yeah, I'm super in favor of dead rags, of the red lights, of anything, that lets players know as best as possible that, hey, he's out. He's going back to spawn. Color, I don't think matters. I think as long as it's a bright color and it's noticeable, so it's not something like dark green or even a dark, really just no dark colors, but yellow, orange, red, I think those would work fine. But yeah, this actually worked out pretty nice. I didn't get any call-ins on the Anchor app, but I wasn't expecting any really because no one's, I think, following me from the Airsoft groups yet. So I'm sure that'll pick up as time goes on. But plenty of comments. Really cool. Yeah, if you listen to this, follow me on the Anchor app. It's for iPhone, Android. It's fun. It's a fun little podcasting app. Really easy to use. Or just follow me on Facebook, Camera Ninja. I'll be posting the stuff there as well. So that way you can get notified when it's up. All right, well, that'll be it for this one. Let me know if there's anything I screwed up. I'm sure the internet will let me know later, though. See ya.